slow down to a nice, graceful splashdown in the Pacific Ocean. The flight crew is going to experience between
passing over the southwest coast of Australia, altitude of some 7,600 nautical miles. That will begin the southwest and northeasterly transit across the Pacific Ocean. Let's talk a little bit more about some of the highlights and some of the numbers associated with the points of interest here. We are 27 and a half minutes away from crew module service module separation. That will be followed about 3.5 minutes later by the raise burn that we've discussed, a 19-second burn of Integrity's thrusters to fine-tune its angle of attack as it enters the Earth's atmosphere. Entry interface is scheduled 47 and a half minutes from now. That's the point at which we will reach the top of the Earth's atmosphere, traveling about 34,882 feet per second at an altitude of 400,000 feet. Just 24 seconds after entry interface, we will begin a blackout period of 6 minutes in duration at 6:53 and 54 seconds p.m. Central Time. Now, right about 10 seconds after the blackout period begins, we are expected to reach peak speed, which would be 24,661 miles an hour. That'll be about 103 miles an hour short of the velocity record set by the Apollo 10 astronauts, Tom Stafford, Gene Cernan, and John Young, when they returned from the moon on the Apollo 10 mission in 1969. That blackout period is expected to last 6 minutes in duration. At 6:54 and 52 seconds p.m. Central Time, we'll reach our peak heating period of about 4,000 to 5,000 degrees, while we're in a communications blackout from Integrity and its astronauts. That blackout should end at 6:59 and 55 seconds p.m. Central Time, at which point we expect to regain communications with the crew. Capcom Jackie Mahaffey here in the flight control room will be talking to the crew, calling them, and we'll await a response from the crew as they come out of that blackout period. And at that point, their altitude will be just 157,000 feet above the Earth, traveling at 13,000 feet per second with a range to splashdown of just 147 nautical miles. From that point on, the next key series of events will be the deployment of a series of parachutes that we discussed before. First, the forward bay cover chute deploy that will pull the forward bay cover away from the top of Integrity, followed by drogue chute deploy and then the main chute deploy that's expected at 7:04 and 44 seconds p.m. Central Time. That will begin the gentle descent of Integrity towards its splashdown at just a velocity of just 19 miles an hour. And that will begin the recovery operations that you just heard Megan Cruz discuss with her folks on the USS John Murtha. All of Integrity's systems in great shape. The crew is suited up. Leak checks complete as we stand by for the next major milestone, which will be the crew module service module separation just 24 and a half minutes from now.